Good evening. It's good to see everyone out tonight. We've been going through Psalms on Sunday nights. If you want to turn over to Psalms 47, that's what we will look at tonight. The theme of this psalm is God's kingdom, and to me it's a reminder that the gospel, I think a lot of times we tend to think of the gospel as a New Testament thing when really the gospel is a Bible thing. The good news of God's kingdom, the good news of God reigning over all the earth through his Messiah, that is something that the entirety of Scripture talks about, not just limited to the New Testament. So this isn't just a New Testament thing. The entirety, again, of Scripture gives voice and testimony to the rule and reign of God all over the earth through his Messiah. So Psalm 47 is the psalm we will read tonight, the Sons of Korah. It says, "Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued people under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves." I kind of want to just stop right there. I don't know if we recognize the irony of this psalm or how strange it must have felt to sing a song like this throughout the majority of Israel's history. I don't know exactly when the sons of Korah penned this or how long it was sung or in what context it was sung, but can you imagine? If at any time, if you are familiar with the story of Israel, can you imagine at any time in their history singing a song that says, "Our God, Yahweh God, not the God of the Babylonians, not the God of the Assyrians or of Egypt or the Canaanites, but our God, Yahweh God, is the Lord of the Most High. He is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. Our God reigns over all the earth. Our God reigns over all things. Our God reigns over all nations. Our God reigns over the entirety of earth. He's not a local God. He's not just a localized deity. He's not a God that just reigns in Israel. He reigns over the entire earth. In fact, the psalm here is saying none of your gods really are even real. Our God is the only true God, and he reigns over all the earth as king. And again, this is kingdom messaging. This is what the kingdom of God is all about. It says that God has gone up with the shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. One commentary I read pointed out that if God has went up, that means that God must have come down to win the victory. That God has come down to win the victory, and he has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Verse 6, "Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations." And again, if you see that, if you look back to where we were in verse 3, he says that he subdued peoples under us, the nations under our feet. Again, that's kind of 1 Corinthians message. That's kingdom messaging, that God will bring all things under the feet of the Son of Man. Here, it's the feet of Israel. And again, think about the irony of them singing this song. The Israelites, who are living almost always with a foreign power over them, if not outright oppressing them. And if they're not, they're at least right outside the gates. They're just right across the border. There's always a foreign empire, whether it's Egypt or Assyria or Babylon or the Greek kingdoms or eventually the Roman Empire. There's always someone breathing down their neck. There's always someone there. And this psalm says that we are given dominion over the earth, over all the nations. All nations will be put under our feet. And that's the anticipation of God's people. Now, of course, we understand, hopefully, that the embodiment of Israel, the only true Israelite, the only true covenant person of God is Jesus. Jesus is the one to whom all authority has been given. Jesus is the embodiment of this psalm. Not only is Jesus God reigning, but he is Israel reigning, and we are the nations. The Jews, too, are the nations, and the Gentiles who have been subdued under Israel's feet, under the feet of the Messiah, under Jesus, who is the embodiment of Israel. So this psalm has come true both on the account of God coming down and winning the victory, and also Israel being given rule and dominion and authority in the person of Jesus over all nations. I think this is an incredibly important idea, over all the nations. And just think at how many times in Scripture we read the nations being mentioned. The nations, you go all the way back to the covenant that God made with Abram, that Abraham's seed would be a blessing to all nations. And here's the thing about subduing of the nations. On one hand, that sounds like bad news, that Yahweh God, the God of the Jews, is going to subdue all the nations and bring the nations under the feet of Israel. That sounds like it's bad, like you're going to be conquered. But that's the beautiful thing about the gospel. How did he conquer us? Through his love. Through his self-sacrifice, he has conquered the nations. He has conquered us and defeated us and transformed us through his love, not through a sword or through a spear or through a chariot, not through wars by besieging city walls, but again, through love, he has conquered us and subdued us and brought all nations under his feet. And Abraham's seed, that is Jesus. Jesus is Abraham's seed. Jesus is Israel embodied, has become a blessing to all nations, and we are all blessed through the seed of Abraham. All nations. I think that we're making a mistake sometimes when we don't see or we don't act like we see national identities or ethnic differences and things like that. We're making a mistake when we say those things don't matter. Now, on one hand, it doesn't matter for the sake of unity. It shouldn't matter for the sake of unity. We should be coming together. The whole point of the gospel is that Jesus is bringing together the nations. It amazes me that I think when Mom took that DNA test a few years ago that we have some Middle Eastern heritage. But I think for the most part, we had Welsh and Great Britain. Is that right, Mom? English in ours. So I guess I could say I'm a British American. But really, I'm a servant and a friend of the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ. That I've been brought under his feet. I've gave my allegiance to him. So whether you are from India or China or Korea or Africa or Australia or Watts, Oklahoma, wherever, it doesn't matter in the sense that it isn't a thing that separates us, but it matters in the sense that it's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing that this psalm has came true in Jesus, that he has brought the nations, you, me, wherever we are from, wherever your ancestors are from, European, African, Egypt, again, Australia, on and on and on. He's brought the nations together under his rule and reign. That really is the whole point of the gospel. And again, it's not bad news. It might seem like bad news that this Jewish king has come and subdued the nations, but no, there's not a word in this psalm that is bad news. It's praise the Lord. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our king, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with this psalm. He says, God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne, verse 9. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. And again, that is the heart of the good news. Up until about really the last 200 years, the good news has never primarily been about the afterlife. I mean, other than resurrection and the promises of God coming true and all of that being completely fulfilled, but it's not just about where am I going to go when I die. We have reduced the gospel to that question. Where am I going to go when I die? And that's just not what the gospel is all about. The gospel is all about Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah, the seed of Abraham, the one true Israelite, the one true faithful covenant keeper of God, who has come and subdued the nations through his sacrificial love and faithfulness to his Father, and has brought all people's groups under his rule and reign. And now Jews and Gentiles, slave and free, male and female, we're all sons of Abraham. We're all heirs according to these promises. So if you look back where it says that, that he chose our inheritance, where it says we know our inheritance, as Christians, we have been adopted into that story. We have been made Israelites so that when we look around and we see diversity, we should say that's the whole point. The unity of a diverse people, people from every nation and tribe and tongue being brought together under the rule and reign of Jesus, is the entire point of the gospel. Our unity, not just our unity here in Colquhoun, the church's unity is supposed to be an example to the entire world to say this is what humanity is supposed to be. A united people in spite of our differences. In fact, our differences makes our unity even more beautiful and more divinely inspired. This is who is bringing us together. And I kind of have to say this. I think one of the greatest sins that has ever been collectively committed is allowing ourselves to be fooled into believing the lies of ethnic superiority. That one ethnicity is greater or better or more distinct than others. As if we all didn't come from the same spot. Believing that lie, that if you come from a certain place or you have a certain skin color or you speak a certain language that you're better than someone. In times past, we had folks that we would call brethren, and I'm not saying we in present time, but I'm saying that some Christians believed that lie, and they segregated ourselves from one another. That's something that Paul fought his entire ministry against. Paul believed that is at the very heart of the gospel, that the whole point of what Jesus is doing is reconciling people. Not just individual people, but yes, individual people, but people groups, nations, ethnicities, races, languages. Jesus is uniting all of us, and that is at the heart and the point. It's not a subpoint to the gospel. It is the gospel. Reconciliation with each other, reconciliation with God, so that we don't go to war with each other anymore. That's what Isaiah said. We turn our weapons into farming tools because we don't hate each other anymore. We don't fear each other anymore. We love each other. Our neighbors, whatever language they speak, wherever they're from, whatever they look like, we're neighbors. And Jesus, we become brothers and sisters, where we even prefer one another. This profound, I think, radical unity, this multicultural unity, is at the very heart of the gospel. And that's what this psalm is all about. This is what the faithful people of God were anticipating. The day that God ruled over all the nations and that his ruling wouldn't be bad. It would be good news. It would be the best news. That's why throughout Jesus' ministry, he goes proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, that God has come to rule over the nations. God has come to bring back the lost sheep of Israel, to bring the Gentiles into the fold. You and I, wherever you come from, we are become one in Christ Jesus. That does not mean that we become homogenized, that our differences are taking away. Again, in fact, our differences, our unity, in spite of our differences, becomes a testimony to the deity of Jesus to say this is what God has done. Jesus tells us that in John, that he has won the victory, and I hate no man, and I fear no man, and I love all men because of what God in Christ has done for us. That's the gospel. It's not just about where you go when you die. It's about how do I live and how do I love my brothers and sisters in such a way to testify to the rule and reign of God. The kingdom of God has come. Praise God for the good news of his kingdom. And you and I, as we live together in love and hopefully harmony as brothers and sisters across the globe, we are that testimony. We are the living testimony that God reigns. Tonight, if you are not a Christian, we urge you to make that decision, to join us in being that living testimony into the deity of Jesus Christ. Or that maybe you are a Christian and you found things hard for you lately and you need help from your brethren here. We want to help you, but we have to know that you need help. So please make that known as together we stand.